at the moment, we're stood in one of the side rooms with all the press typing away on the computer keys, so if there is a tiny bit of noise, we do apologise. With us is a young lady all the way from...
Holland, from Rotterdam. And I was invited to be part of this whole happening by Phil Wood and Charles Landry because I do City Safari in Rotterdam. And that's a way to explore the city, to get in touch with the daily life. And I think there... should it start, if you want to think about diversity, about cities, about what people need, start to explore the city, stay in the streets, meet the people, talk with the people, listen to them.
What do you think about Liverpool and the way it's handling European capital culture?
I don't want to be rude, but I didn't feel much of cultural capital.
What do you think is missing?
The feeling that I hear music on the street, see something happening. And of course we can have a discussion about what culture is, but and culture is every day in the city, of course, but I didn't see one thing special.
What do you think about this event in general? How good of an impact is it making with people, and do you think it's as diverse as it could be?
I think talking about diversity, you should include the city you're in, and that was the reason I visited Tokstad. Just by accident, because I was driving there and thought, I have to turn left here, and I did. I think the subject is perfect, and we are very studied men and women here to talk about it, but we have to talk about what's happening outside and not only concentrating on what's happening inside.
What do you think of the people of Liverpool?
It's difficult to say one thing about them. I don't know them all, but I met some. I think the white Liverpool man and woman is... I saw a lot of poor people. I saw a lot of young people drunk on Friday and Saturday evening. I saw a lot of young women and very few young men. So I think there's something going on. I especially spoke with Somali people in Tokstad. And I think they are living in a very, very neglected, poor neighborhood. But they have their proudness in themselves. I met several people in the mosque in Tokstad. And that's a very special mosque because a lot of many different cultures are meeting in the mosque. It's not just the Pakistan people or just the Somali people. I think about 50 cultures are meeting in the mosque, and that's very special.
Do you think it's a very diverse, culturally diverse city?
Then you have to be exact about what the meaning of the word diverse is. If it is that it has a lot of ingredients, yes. If it has to do something with another, I don't know. I think there are not many relations between the one and the other community.
You don't see a lot of interaction and a lot of mixing between different groups of people?
No. Pubs are for the whites, mosques are for the some of the other people. They have every group has their own community centre. They don't mix easily, except in the mosque itself.
It's interesting you should say that, because Liverpool prides itself on being very multicultural and very much mixing with each other. Do you think you've picked up on this because you're looking at it from a different point of view to the way Liverpoolians maybe actually see ourselves?
Well, by doing City Safari in Rotterdam, I'm used to look in a different way the city. But I can't imagine that you don't see that if you are shopping on Saturday afternoon, there's non-scarf to be seen. I asked the women in the mosque, don't you like shopping? They said, well, no, we have our own shops where we go, not to the center. That it's not mixing.
Thank you. That was very, very interesting and very informative, actually, and a very unusual look at the city. So hopefully people would take note of that.
Yes, we hope so.
Thanks. Bye.